Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Talks about the situation in Syria between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov resumed in Lausanne, Switzerland, but there were no breakthroughs. Secretary Kerry's spokesman Mark Toner was asked about the U.S. focus for these talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with them, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes launched an offensive in northern Syria to get control of a key border town from the Islamic State. Suicide bomber in Baghdad killed more than 35 people, wounded 50 others in an attack on a Shiite Muslim religious observance. Islamic State, most of whose members are Sunni Muslim extremists, consider Shiites to be heretics. Saturday's bombing was the deadliest attack in the Iraqi capital since early July, and it is also coming at a time when the Iraqi government is making final preparations to retake Mosul from the Islamic State. Once again, multiple missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen have targeted a U.S. warship in the Red Sea. It was the third time this week that U.S. ships were targeted off the coast of Yemen. U.S. military struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to the missile launches. This is VOA News. U.S. military reports that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile, but did not work, in addition to already conducting an unprecedented two nuclear tests this year. Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and submarine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. Also in the news, nearly 200 of the world's nations have reached a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners. Gina McCarthy is head of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
We are now turning the curve on one of the most potent group of greenhouse gases, the ones that are contributing significantly to global warming. We're expected to continue to escalate. We are going to be chopping that down to a very minimal level by the middle of this century. It's a historic agreement. It will achieve a great deal. It will keep our kids' future safe, and it's going to protect public health.
The accord divides country into three groups with different time frames for starting their reduction of hydrofluorocarbons. Some nations have already begun reducing the use of HFCs, and some countries, especially those already feeling the effects of rising sea levels due to a warming planet, hope for a more ambitious plan to reduce HFCs. Factory-made hydrofluorocarbon gases are introduced decades ago as an alternative to ozone-depleting chemicals, but turned out to contribute themselves to global warming. Turning to U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says India is a natural ally for the U.S. and that is these countries will be best friends if he's elected. Trump made the remarks at a charity event for Hindu victims of militant attacks hosted by the Republican Hindu Coalition. At that event, Trump also spoke about the campaign that pits him against Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect Hillary Clinton president. But we are going to stop it. We are not going to back down.
Clinton did meet with supporters when she emphasized the best of the U.S. is to look to the future, referencing Trump's campaign theme of making America great again. In the latest aggregate of voter surveys, Clinton leads Trump by 6%. The presidential election will be November 8th. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.